808 to First Avenue. I got it out. I found the key. It was jammed inside one of the metal wedges for the bus. And then I was able to lift it. Once I got it out, it kind of flung itself out the door, and then it started working back and forth, and I was able to close my door. So I'm rolling.
Okay, so you are rolling. If anything else happens with that, give us a call on that. But if you're rolling, maybe it just needed to reset. So, alrighty. Thank you very much.
Yeah, could I get some instruction, like drop-off only or something? Because I'm really late.
Yeah. Alright, hey, I'll get you on drop-off only.
Okay, thanks.
And when you get to the end of the line, can you open your ramp and check it for any foreign debris in there?
Yeah, I will.
And also you, unfortunately your follower is running really late too. I'll throw you into drop-off only until 15th in Alberta.
If they're running really late, it doesn't matter to me. I just thought if they were right behind me, that would be great. But if they're not, I can just pick up.
No, they just got the rose quarter, so they're right behind you.
Okay.
Alrighty, you're in drop-off only to 15th in Alberta. Have a good rest of your shift.
Alright, thank you.
1605.
Train 63. 63. 63 North 6th at Pine. I don't know if this was a toy gun, but some passenger just got on with something that looks like a gun with a bunch of colorful tape on it. He's in my front lead car 308 in the priority section.
Did you say a gun?
I didn't copy that.
Did you say a gun?
63 affirmative, what looks to be a gun. I'm not sure if it's a toy gun, but it has all sorts of colorful tape on it.
And was it like a handgun? Or can you describe it?
It's not like a 9 or a Glock. It almost looks like a little small baby machine gun. And again, it could be a toy, but I'm not sure.
All right, train 80, hold up, Pioneer.